This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning, 7:40, and it is time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. You can stream our show live. You could be listening in real time anywhere you go with your phone and the Radio.com app. And you can also get our show's full podcast from the app, too. That's right, radio.com. And it does more stuff in your life. It's good luck.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. We don't often advertise that, you know?
Right, the good luck portion of it is just, I mean, you just really, you won't believe the life changes that come from the radio.com app.
Got to leave that stream on 24/7, though, to get that luck. You got to have it
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then it's got to be on. Even when you're not listening, just turn it down, not off.
Right. Comparable to that Miracle Water stuff.
Just like that. It's actually really, it's almost,
yes.
It's actually better than that, but it's, you know, yes, that's a good comparison.
Bryn is on a roll today. Thanks. Well done, Bryn. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's just facts.
Right. Anyway, it's beautiful outside right now. At least where I'm at, it's bright and sunny and crisp, cold, that cold, crispy feeling in the morning, and then it's warming up in the daytime. This is,
I love that.
Good time of
this
year.
This is our time.
Yay.
Rain is possible this upcoming weekend, although I don't, as I looked at some forecasts, I don't know where the, I'm not even sure if I saw that in the Chronicle or the Merc, but I hope it's true. But my app's not showing any kind of real rain. It's just a possibility. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm seeing clouds only in my.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I sort of looked deeper and went, wait a minute. What is the paper reporting on here? Now, they may have Doppler radar that I've been asking for for many years, and I can't seem to get that here in my home studio or my wife's office, whatever you want to call this.
Your corner of the world.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Fingers crossed for some rain. I'm sure the people in the mountains are like, yes, snow would be great. How about that?
Bring on the snow.
How about a little snow?
It is November now.
Right. And speaking of November, let me get into a couple of the things you can look forward to. First of all, the election will finally be over in November. Sarah? In November, the election will finally be over.
Fingers crossed.
Right. Right. So, and at the very least, we won't have any more campaign ads. So that's good.
There is that.
Right? Those are set to expire at I don't
midnight
know.
Midnight tonight.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe midnight tomorrow night. I don't know.
Yeah, I think tomorrow night's probably more like it. Let's see here. Oh, also coming up this month, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony airs on HBO. There's some award shows this month. I won't bother you with all of them, but anyway, and then fall TV, you know, hey, great news.
No Survivor.
No Survivor, but they say here that,
hurting my heart.
A bunch of shows will begin. I have a list, but I won't list them all. And then, of course, the holidays. Veterans Day is on the 11th, and then Thanksgiving is on the 26th. Hooray! Also, I believe Nicole made a reference to it earlier. It's the shopping is going to be real weird this year as they all stores are sort of, in particular, they're setting up sales for a week early so that for the people who got to have that discounted TV, maybe that week will be, you know, depending on where you go.
Right.
This week or next week, but they're trying to spread out the Black Friday thing.
That's smart.
Because, of course, it's not smart for everyone to crowd into a store on one day. Hard to keep that 6 feet distance between you when you're packed like sardines for socks on sale.
Get out the way, bitch.
Need those socks.
Yeah, and I also, I actually think it's something different than that. It's not necessarily about the sale price, too. I think people like this going out and doing their Christmas shopping, and it's a yearly event, and it's a thing. And yes, they probably want to save money, too, but I also think they like the ritual of it all. And unfortunately, this is going to be a rough year for that.
Yeah, rituals are out this year. You got to wrap your head around it, people.
Yeah.
It's hard to. Mm-hmm.
It is hard to. And I also think that it's not so much that it's, this November. It's that this began in March. So people are middle fingering a lot of things.
That is true.
Began in March, and it was like, okay, just a few weeks, guys. You'll be right back.
Yeah, don't worry. What the F?
So it really isn't about, you know, this like, okay, well, one more sacrifice. It's really more like, no more sacrifices.
I've done sacrificing.
Right.
I've done all the sacrificing I'm willing to do.
Well, we're not telling you to do that. We're trying to remind you that, you know, look, we're almost through this, right?
I don't know. Almost?
No, we are.
Yes.
Almost.
Okay.
We're
close. Yes. Perfect.
I want to believe
get us a vaccine.
That we're close.
Vaccine.
And some people need to hear that too, by the way.
Yes, for
Thanks,
sure.
Four out of five people say they now stand up for what they believe in more than ever. This is from a new survey. So I do think that's kind of cool. According to this survey, four out of five say this year has made them want to stand up for what they believe in more than ever before. And here are some of the ways we're doing that. Voting. Number one. Oh, darn. I started at number one. Whatever. Who cares?
It's fine. Voting is, you know,
voting
what?
In
Take
tomorrow's election
away.
Is the number one way that people have decided to be heard. And I have been hearing from, you know, just sort of the news, different news agencies saying they've already gotten more votes than we've had in years past. And right.
Because of the mail-in.
Mail-in and
early voting.
Right. So that is great news. It would be great for... And I've even heard there's, like I was reading this morning, one of the protests that's planned for tomorrow in the city is kids. Not kids like, you know, five-year-olds, but kids 18 to 25. They are planning, there you go. They're planning to vote more than they ever have before, and they're planning to be more involved than ever before. And I've been, the kid or one of the people, you know, sort of planning this, I don't think it's a protest, it's more of a rally, but... they're saying, yeah, we want to change this election. We want to be heard in a way that we haven't before.
Right.
That's why the age is 18. Do it. You know, in years past, especially during a pandemic, you know, like no pandemic times, there's other stuff to do.
Right.
Maybe, mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to make excuses for myself or others, but plenty of people didn't vote because they're like, ah. Yeah,
that's
busy.
Just not a priority.
I got stuff to do.
Right.
And that's changing. Sharing opinions more openly. I think social media has allowed people
Absolutely.
To feel like, whether you like my voice or want to hear it, I'm putting it on my Facebook page.
You can follow me or not.
Right. It's my page. I'll say what I want.
Yep.
And also it's the people following page. Will go unfollow.
I guess we're probably not in sync, but that did feel pretty good.
So. Having more conversations with people close to us about important issues, educating ourselves on current issues. These are the ways
yep.
that people are standing up for what they believe in more than ever. And I like it. Educating other people on how to vote, helping others vote, signing petitions, donating to causes we believe in, volunteering for causes we believe in, and participating in protests, rallies, and marches. Those are the ways that people are standing up for what they believe in.
Rah, rah.
Excellent. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Do it, people.
I've read a couple things where there was a legislation floating around out there where we were going to change this clock thing once and for all and stop changing the clocks, and then it
keeps
expired,
on happening,
and they didn't do anything about it. Apparently, it's not important enough for people to push this through.
Well, we're only mad about it for like 2 days, and then we're used to it, so it's just become one of those things that I don't rah, 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 for
well,
like
in
an
spring,
hour.
I'll be
and
mad
then
about it for a lot longer than 2 days.
Yeah, I'm a lot longer about it. I'm a lot madder about it for longer.
Yeah. Later on.
Something I don't know. What
well, it's another
about
one of
we
those things,
mean,
right?
Thanks.
I mean, every election time we bitch about the Electoral College and why would we? But there's a popular vote. And then as soon as the election has passed, we just forget about it. And don't worry about it till the next time. Mm. Similar thing. Although, you know, some might say that's more important than this. But either way, only 7% of people say, we like changing our clocks. 7%. Not 70. Not 17.
No.
7.
Where would we keep it on? Because we're on standard time right now, which we have for a shorter period of time than we have for daylight savings. Would we change it to daylight savings?
Here's your survey. 66% of people say they'd like to get rid of daylight saving time.
So we just go on the standard time and
stick with this clock that we're on now. Another 50 said, I don't care.
Well, just
get let's get rid of
it.
Standard time. It doesn't matter. Just
I just
give
don't
us want to
change clocks twice a year.
Just pick one of them.
Yeah.
It's easier to change clocks these days because a lot of stuff is smart enough to do it on its own.
Yeah, but there's a few things you got to walk around the house. And
Yeah. The bedside clock's the one I had to change yesterday. That's
the coffee maker, the oven.
The microwave,
yeah. Right. Stuff like that. Yeah. You know, the problem with keeping it standard time is that there would be a month or two where it would be light in the 4 o'clock in the morning hour.
Oh, that's awesome for us.
It would be awesome for us. But then, you know, and it's only light till. I actually like the long summer nights. I like it to be late, you know, 9 o'clock at night and still be light out. But I guess just to not have to change the clock, I'd be fine with it. I don't know. I just hate right now. It's dark so early.
Yeah.
7%, man. 7%. Get with it, politicians.
Last night, I was in the middle of trying to run an errand. I was still sort of in this weird headspace about something I was going to do this week, which I've since canceled. But I was trying to run this errand, and I went out at 6:30 last night and went, it's pitch black. Pitch black at 6:30. Yep, that's the new normal for a while,
yep.
Everybody. Get ready for it.
I'm already in it. I'm done getting ready. I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Quarantine boredom has caused some people to do some dumb things. We've seen that on TikTok and elsewhere, like gluing false teeth into your mouth. What are you doing? What? That's so stupid.
This is going to be awesome for my TikTok.
There was a great commercial on the game yesterday on Fox for TikTok. With the
Ocean Spray guy.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
An ad for TikTok.
Yeah, the ads are actually super cool. I can
see
it going a long way.
Wow.
Yeah.
People are going to get on there, huh?
Yeah,
I agree. What's this Reels thing I'm seeing now on Instagram? Is this their, like, how do I do that?
Yeah,
it's
their version of TikTok. They're trying to.
Do I have to have a separate app to do that? I don't understand.
No, it's the same one.
So how do I make that happen?
I can
show
you off the air.
Snapchat saying to TikTok now, welcome to our world. Come up with something original, and Instagram bites it the second you turn your back. Jesus. Instagram. And yet, you know, that's the one I'm on. So.
Yep.
And by the way, for those of you who keep sending in how Snap stock has doubled this year, you don't need to do that anymore. I got you. Snap has gone through the roof, doubled since I sold it.
Which is so weird because it still sucks. So I still don't know anyone
still
using
use
it.
It.
I do
and
they?
You know what?
I
they do.
It does have the best filters though.
They do use it, and it's and I actually still I was betting on it. It's just that I went okay. I watched it tube for 4 years. I'm done watching it. I don't.
Sarah always
watch
tells
it
you to stop watching it. Just don't watch it.
I can't.
Just don't look
I can't
at
help
it.
Help it. Just sorry.
Yeah.
I have to fiddle
I
with
know.
Things. You know.
I know how that
I just
feels.
Have to. Can't
Especially
help
when it. Comes to
anyway. It looks like this is a story out of the UK, but apparently they have had to save more people than they'd like from being stuck in the dryer. Apparently, what? That's one of the things you'd want to roll around in the dryer.
For TikTok?
I don't know if it's for TikTok or just for laughs with your friends. But firefighters have had to come and cut apart dryers to free guys more times than they'd like to mention. So don't get in the dryer is what they're trying to
yeah,
put out
don't
there.
Really. If you got to tell someone don't get in the dryer, maybe it's too late for them.
Don't super glue your mouth. Don't have,
yeah.
Don't
iron your face. You know, the things that seem to be just common sense. I don't know.
Don't drink bleach. Remember that one?
Yeah, that
yes.
one.
Or eat what the Tide Pods. There's so many dumb. I can't believe. Never mind.
Or the cinnamon challenge. I'm going to put a bunch of cinnamon in my mouth.
Well, that one seems appropriate.
I know. I mean,
it seems like you probably won't die from cinnamon, and the reaction is great. I love
no,
watching.
No, it's not. You choked to death. Oh, my God. Hasn't somebody died from the cinnamon challenge? Look that
at
up.
At least that's edible. I mean, people are drinking bleach and Tide Pods. That's completely, you know, right?
Oh, my God. Don't know. Just a blanket statement. Don't be an idiot. But for some people, they just don't know when they're being an idiot.
Oh, our text Kidiots. Number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Send us what's going on. How was your Halloween? Whatever. Or maybe you have a comment about what we're talking about. 650 says, here in Florida, we voted a couple years ago to keep daylight saving time around, or year round, and we're still waiting for Congress to approve. Yeah, that's the problem. Apparently, there was legislation floating around here that just was allowed to expire. Just no one acted on it.
You know, look, there are more important things, especially at this particular time.
Yeah.
But still.
707 says, stop being selfish. 5 minutes of clock changing is totally worth 6 months of glorious after work sunshine. Well, then let's just keep it all year.
Yeah.
You can have glorious after work sunshine all year long. I'm
and
fine
it'll
with
just,
that.
It'll be dark until 9 a.m. What's the big deal?
I'm in Arizona, says 406. 406? I don't even think that's... Maybe Arizona has new ones. I don't know. I'm in Arizona and where we don't change time. However, the rest of the country does, so twice a year, my meetings with people in other states shift. Yeah, that's it.
406, state of Montana.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say, weird. Yeah, that doesn't... But, you know, what do I know about Arizona?
Well, the thing is, we take our numbers with us now. It doesn't really matter what your area code is. You move somewhere else, you're not getting rid of your phone.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's true.
That's a funny thing. Doesn't Hawaii also not change the time? There's another...
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't think they change time either. Yeah,
okay.
You're right. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news. And we'll start with an unreleased David Lee Roth song that he's dedicated to Eddie Van Halen.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.